We'll turn our attention now to rugby, and I'm delighted to see I'm joined on the line by our rugby correspondent, Alec McDonald. Alec, I suppose first off, we'll start with that All-Ireland League Division 2C defeat for Oma against Brough, but they stayed up in the division.
Yes, it was a high-scoring game. I mean, 5-4, Brough getting their final one. But the from Oma's point of view, and this is something that they have done consistently, they do score tries, and when you score four tries, you get a losing point. They also meant that the final try that Brough got only took them 7 points away, so Oma ended up with 2 points from that game. Brough obviously are further up the table, and it'll be interesting to see just how that works out with if they do get into the playoffs. But from Oma's point of view, that was excellent, because they actually have there were three teams finished along with them on those points, but the two bottom sides, unfortunately, Sunday as well, who my playing days were a great team in Munster, they have been relegated, as has been the case, of course, with a lot of teams. And then the other team, Middleton, they will now have a playoff against Richmond, who lost the playoff to Clogher Valley. So you can see two Munster sides actually disappearing from AIL Rugby 2C, which is sad, but that seems to be the way it's going in all the provinces. But from Oma's point of view, they'll be absolutely delighted. It's a young team. They've been, Glenn Kyle, their coach, has been building, and this now gives them a foundation to work on next year.
Yeah, so despite the loss, I suppose they're happy enough with surviving in division.
I mean, they finished with 33 points, and as I say, they had some very good results, but they lost a few games badly, which they were hoping to win. But nevertheless, I say it's a young side, and that'll give them a lot of confidence next year when they go out, because they've had that experience of these games. And a game like today, which was a must-win game, but I mean, if you come away with enough points to keep yourself from getting into the playoffs, that was a good performance.
Yeah, and turned away from that then, Alec, I suppose the AIL promotion playoff, Clogher Valley claiming a 31-17 victory over Richmond, which means Letterkenny are promoted now to Division 2.
Oh, they've certainly done the Letterkenny boys a big favour. Saves them a lot of travelling next week, because they would have had to go to Dunedin for a playoff, and they'll be really delighted. But I have to say, Clogher Valley, you know, this is a young, this is a club that's only been formed maybe 25 years. Maybe that's even more than that. And they have been exceptional over the last 4 or 5 years. Consistently the best junior club in Ulster, along with Ballyclare. And, you know, in the semi-final, they beat Beckett. Now, last year, Beckett lost to Instonians, but I would hate to tell you what the Beckett coach financially gets. And, I mean, most of their players are remunerated very, very well. And Clogher, of course, are a side that would be tremendous. And they go down to beat them in that one. And then they played Richmond today. And it was 31-10, I think, with a couple of minutes to go. And Richmond got an intercepted score. But that's a big result for Clogher Valley. And, you know, it means now there's three Tyrone teams in that area playing senior rugby, the Yavoma and Yavem. And you've also got Rennie as well from Maharfelt. And I mean that's tremendous, but that's a great performance by Clogher, and I think the club, they have four teams, they're very consistent, they have a lot of players, a great youth system and all, and they certainly, it's going to be a big thing for them. And I think one of the things they'll be looking forward to next year, I mean, we talk about local derbies, but there are not too many local derbies any closer than Clogher Valley playing Oma, so that's something they'll be looking forward to. But as you said, it also means that Letterkenny get promotion this year. They go up along with their old friends Monaghan, who unfortunately beat them 15-9 on Tuesday night in the Gordon West Cup. Again, a very, very close encounter. It was the same as the league match just after Christmas, which I was up at. It was 15-9, but they now, that's a great fillip for Letterkenny to get up into that qualifying two. It'll be much sterner opposition, but that's what they want. They have a young side and they want to test themselves. And just to mention, they're well covered and they're underage rugby, as everybody knows. But today, Charlie Robinson and Jamie O'Carroll were playing for the Ulster under-18s against Munster down in Cork. They lost narrowly, but nevertheless, to have two Letterkenny guys playing in the Ulster 18s shows what's coming through. And I think the coaches at underage rugby deserve great credit at Letterkenny.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're relishing that opportunity now to be playing in Division 2, Alec.
Oh, it'll test them, there's no doubt about it, but that's what they want. I mean, you know, they don't want just to have maybe two or three really hard games, and with Monaghan there as well, and Cavan are in that league as well. So it's going to be a very interesting league for them to see how they do, because they've been striving for this for quite a while. They now have got a good side, and it's now the time to go up and test themselves. And who knows, you know, I mean, there's certainly it's something to look forward to. It's certainly a higher standard of rugby, and that's going to be the test for the players and those young guys who want to test themselves against the best. They'll have the opportunity next year.
Yeah, Alec, then switching our focus now to that Gordon West Plate final then. It was disappointment for Siobhan losing out to Newry.
It was, yeah. The game was actually played at Newry. I think it was at one stage it was supposed to be at the Kingspan, but whatever happened, Newry built up a 13-0 half-time lead. They wind advantage, and their pitch would have a slight slope. So if you have the wind behind you on the slope, we all know what that can do. But Siobhan fought back to score a converted try at 13-7 at half-time. They then come back 13-12 with about 5 minutes to go. But a breakaway try then by Newry sealed it for them. But nevertheless, I mean, Siobhan have had finished it. Next year, they'll have an opportunity to pose questions in qualifying League 3. And who knows, maybe they might be in a position similar to Letterkenny this year and get promotion up. But, you know, they've had a good season in a sense. I was up at the Letterkenny game that they played at Siobhan, and it was absolutely superb game. I mean, the commitment of both teams was absolutely brilliant, and the standard was very, very good. So they go to Siobhan have a lot. They'll be disappointed, but they've a lot to play for next year in that one.
Yeah, Alec, I suppose then moving more into the provincial side and Ulster, they got a 40-19 victory yesterday over the Dragons.
Yeah, I was up at that game last night. I mean, it looked very easy after scoring after a couple of minutes. But as what happens when you get a few points ahead. But to be fair to the Dragons, they didn't look for 40 minutes like a side that had only won three or four games in the whole season. They certainly committed themselves, and at one stage it was 26-19. And you know, at that stage you could sense the Ulster crowd, knowing that Ulster had they'd already got their try bonus point, but knowing that they had to win this game, there was a bit of thing. But they pulled away then and had got two tries towards the end, and that gave them the 40 points to 19 victory, scoring six tries. They have Edinburgh at home next week as well, another 5 points there. Doesn't guarantee anything because with the Stormers being 2 points ahead, they need to drop a couple of points. But Edinburgh again are not a side that are going all that well. I don't know what they have to play for, but you can't take anything for granted. As far as Ulster's concerned, they have to win that game. I would say the most Ulster supporters at the moment will be watching out Cape Town and when Munster are taking on the Stormers. And I was just watching a bit of it before you came over to me. Obviously, I turned the TV down or turned it off, so I'll start watching when I go back again. But Munster got an early try from a line-out driving maul. So, I mean, if they were to take a few points off the Stormers, I mean, Ulster would be very, very happy with that, because that could give them second position. Earlier on today, Leinster, I suppose you would say a B and C side, a lot of young players, they had a very good result. Sorry, just looking at my notes here. They at one stage it was 36 all, but a final penalty gave Leinster 39-36 result. Five tries each, and the star of the show was, I don't know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners would have watched the Ireland under 20 side who won the Triple Crown. Tremendous. A young Prendergast, the out half. We're looking for somebody to fill in or to take over from Johnny Sexton. Well, this guy on his performance today and what he did in the Six Nations in the under 20s has everything going for him. And I would not be surprised if Andy Farrell, seeing how he's playing today, he could well be in the squad, possibly maybe an outsider to go to the World Cup. Not to start games, but if there was any injuries, I think he would be tremendous to have. And so, I mean, Leinster again, unbeaten this year, and they've bigger fish to meet now. Whenever the Toulouse game at the end of this month, I think it's a doubt at Aviva. I think that's going to be one of the great games of the season, because Toulouse are by no means an easy side, and when you get two teams so evenly matched and competition-wise, that should be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and Alec, just to keep you updated, that score in the Stormers game remains 7 points to nil after 11 minutes. So a bit of delight, hopefully, for Ulster supporters at the end up.
Well, that's it. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, Munster. The great thing about it is that Munster have everything to play for, because they need to, if they can get points, that actually can almost take them up onto fourth place. If they get into fourth place after next week, that means they have a holding draw in the quarterfinals, and that's the important things. Nobody wants to travel to South Africa again for another quarterfinal. So they've everything to play with her. Play for him with O'Mahony and a captain. I don't think that they're going to lie down. And the Stormers are an excellent side, but also showed that they can be beaten. And if Munster can get their authority and get their physical game going and their driving ball, I think it could be very interesting. But at the end of the day, who knows? We'll know in another hour and a half what happens. But let's put it this way: I'm hoping Munster win and win well.